headless browsing. What if someday there are no real humans using the internet? The rise of artificial intelligence in recent years, along with the surge in AI-generated online content, has given more credibility to a decades-old conspiracy theory known as the dead internet theory. It holds that most of the content we encounter online isn't actually produced by living humans, but by lifeless bots. AI is increasingly turning the once fringe theory into a reality. But even today, at least one of the participants, the living, breathing observer browsing the web on the other side of the screen, is still usually a real, sentient being. Yet this may not be true for much longer. Thanks to AI systems' increasing reliance on a technology known as headless browsing, artificial intelligence is becoming a primary consumer of the internet. And if that happens at scale, the internet will truly be a land of the unliving. Traditional browsers. Nearly every web browser you've ever used, whether it's Google Chrome, Safari, or even Microsoft's old Internet Explorer, is a traditional visual browser. It features a graphical user interface, GUI, which includes buttons, tabs, scroll bars, and of course, a large window that displays content, i.e. a website, that you can see. You navigate a visual browser mainly by clicking with your mouse cursor on hyperlinks or other buttons on a web page. If the web page requires you to enter text, such as in a form, you click in the text entry field and use the keyboard to type your characters. The browser you can't see. But for decades, another kind of browser has existed. The headless browser. A headless browser has no GUI. It has no window that displays a web page and does not support pointing and clicking with a mouse cursor. Instead, a headless browser processes a website's content by reading its code directly. It interacts with the site, such as clicking on a link to go to the next page or entering text into a form, all through direct interaction with its code.